Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we want to invite you to invite somebody to tune in to Make Your Day Count. Make Your Day Count airs on 91.5 twice a day at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. They also have a mobile app. You could go in through the App Store and download the app for WMIE, or you can go online to Google to their webpage, and there's a link to listen on demand. So if you're not able to hear the program during the airtime, you can click the on-demand button and hear the archived program. Or if you're not near a radio, when it actually broadcasts, you could go in through the app or through the website and listen live. Program also airs on 99.9 at 5 p.m. I'm saying all that because this topic this week is so important to each and every one of us. And we all know people who are bound by unforgiveness. And because of the unforgiveness that they continue to allow in their spirit, in their soul, it's drastically also affecting their physical body. So yes, we need to get this word out about forgiveness, operating in the spirit of forgiveness that is offered to us through Jesus Christ, not through our own resources, but through Jesus Christ, and to come against the spirit of unforgiveness.
And in Matthew this morning, I'm going to open back up with Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, and tie it in with Mark 11, 25, because this subject is so important for us to have a biblical understanding of why we should forgive and why we should let go of unforgiveness. We need to have a biblical understanding why unforgiveness is a cancer. It eats your life away if we harbor it. So we got to cut it out. So let's look at what the Word of God says. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 14 through 15. You want to read, Diane?
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
So important that is. So according to that verse, as we read it, it's what jumps off that page to me, that my forgiveness from God is tied to my ability to forgive my brother. It says it clearly there. It says, go forgive your brother. Before you ask, you be selfish, ask me to forgive you of your debt. It's so easy. See, so easy for me to go to God and say, God, please forgive me. Lord, please forgive me. That's so easy for me to do. But why it's so difficult for me to go to Pastor Dan that I hurt and says, Pastor Dan, please forgive me. I hurt you. Not if I hurt you. Now, don't come to me and says, if I hurt you. You know you hurt me already. That's a cop-out. Yeah. You know, don't go to somebody and start it out. Now, I want you to forgive me. If I hurt you, please forgive me. Now, you know you hurt. Just go straight. I hurt you, and I'm asking you to forgive me. That's it. It's done. That's when you really serious in your heart. Let's look at Mark 11:25. And you guys can take it away from there.
And whenever you stand praying,
yeah.
if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses.
So, if Matthew is saying, mm-hmm. you are to what? Forgive. And if you don't, your Heavenly Father won't forgive you. Mark is backing it up here. Mark says, if you know you hurt somebody, forgive that person before you pray. Don't come praying for forgiveness when the bitterness, the root of evil is in your heart, because forgiveness is a cancer, it's a root of evil that is in your heart.
So a lot of times what keeps us from forgiving is pride.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that's very bad for our mental health. We say, well, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I'm not going to forgive them. What do I have to say? Why should I forgive them? They did me wrong. So one thing builds on top of another. So now we're not only in an unforgiven state, we're in a prideful state. And we don't want to do what we should do. So we continue boiling in our sorrow, boiling in the way our mind torments us. And we keep on picking at the wound. You know, the wound will heal. It'll just leave a scar eventually, but we have to allow it to heal. When we get a cut, we have to put medicine on it, and then eventually it will heal. So we have to do that with our unforgiveness. The medicine is the word of God, and the medicine is our will of the mind to forgive. And eventually that wound will close. And yes, it may always leave a scar. Like Pastor Diana said, we're never going to forget. It's hard to forget. But we need to forgive and to move on and then to do what's best for us, for our health, for yourself. You're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for anyone else other than for yourself and for God, because God commands us to love one another, forgive transgressions. And if we want to walk right in God and if we want to have a healthy body, mind, and spirit, we need to do what we need to do. And if unforgiveness is in your heart, then you need to forgive that person. It doesn't mean that it's going to go away. It doesn't mean it will go away eventually. It become less and less. But you got to do the work towards being, towards forgiving that person.
When we ask God for forgiveness, he forgives us, right?
Yes.
He wants us to come to him. In Acts, it says that the time of refreshing comes when we're in his presence, when we enter in with repentance, with a heart of repentance, where we come in and we're carrying a heavy load as something that we did up against, you know, God, against his principles, against his word. So we come into his presence and we repent, and then it brings refreshing onto us. So if we relate that, and that's in Acts chapter 3, to Matthew chapter 6, here verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So if I can't forgive somebody for stepping on my foot, how am I going to believe that God can forgive me for something greater? Think about that. Because verse 15, it sounds, that sounds so harsh. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. But if we won't forgive people for the little, how could we go to God and believe that he's going to forgive us for the much that we have done? So this, the forgiveness, it's a principle, and it flows from God, and we're extending it to other people. But if we're not using it, then we don't believe that it works. And then in turn, we wouldn't believe that God could forgive us. So we're practicing, when we are forgiving, we're showing that it's possible, and it's increasing our belief now, okay, God can forgive me. God does forgive me. He already forgave me. So we're building that relationship. We're utilizing his principles, and it causes us then to be able to grow spiritually. So we see, okay, this is a principle. It's a principle. It's a law of God, which means it always works. It's not open to opinion, just like gravity. It always works. No matter what story somebody tries to tell you, if you jump, you're going to be able to fly. You ain't going to be able to fly. It ain't happening. You're coming down. Whatever goes up, it's coming down. Why? Because gravity is a law. And laws operate outside of people's opinions.
Yeah.
People could come together and they could talk for 48 hours straight about how gravity is just this, and you could do this, and you could. They could talk about it for a long time, but still, you throw something up, It's going to come down. Yes. Why? Because it's a law. So the law, the word of God, the law, his commandment. If we forgive others, then we are also then forgiven. Where we believe then that we are also forgiven. So then we can go to God. We could come into his presence. That time of refreshing comes, and then we extend that to other people.
And look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. It says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and evil speaking be put away from from you with all malice. And in verse 32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we got to get unforgiveness create what? Bitterness. Unforgiveness create what? Anger. So that's why we are not to operate in the spirit of unforgiveness.
And it says those key words right there, evil speaking.
Yeah.
You know, you could talk yourself up to be very disgruntled.
Come on.
You could talk yourself up to be very upset to the point that your blood is boiling. You could talk yourself up into that. Sometimes you could even allow people to gas
you up.
To that point where you're like on a million. Forget a 1 to 10 scale. You're on a million. Why? Because of evil speaking. But if we put all that to the side, then now we see that we can operate in kindness. We could operate in tenderheartedness, forgiveness, even as Christ forgave us. Because if we're continuing to talk a bunch of mess about people and we're continuing to plead our side of the story about how we've been victimized.
And then
we're talking it up. It's going back into our ear. And instead of transforming our mind to be more like Christ, we're transforming our mind to be more about that life and to hurt people.
That's right.
And to go after people.
Yes. Because hurt people
hurt people.
That's right. So here it is. Let's practice what? Forgiveness. Let's put away from among us evil speaking and practice forgiveness.
Verse 32 there in Ephesians. Let's close with that. 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another.
I love that.
Tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So the forgiveness flows from the blood of Christ through us and extends to others. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.